Welcome to Youth Speaks Out, a show by, for, and about young people. It airs on the last Sunday of each month from 2 to 3 p.m. and is hosted by young people in Mendocino County. We want to create a place where young people can talk truthfully about important issues in our lives and have a dialogue with the community of listeners. Today's hosts are me, Laura, and
Mitzi.
We both attend Laytonville High School. Today our topic is high school culture and mock trials. Today we want to talk about extracurricular activities available to high school students. There are many clubs and special classes available at our high schools, and most students get involved in at least one club. It does add time to our busy schedules, but we find the rewards worth the effort. Me and Mitzi have both just completed the first round of mock trial for the competition of the Mendocino County. In a mock trial, students participate in contrived or fake trials to learn new skills and compete with each other. Our trial was about the murder of a professional critic. The person being charged was a comedian who had been panned recently by the critic. We'll give more details on this trial later. The students prepare both defense and prosecution teams, and professional judges, and a professional judge the outcome of the trial. We have been prepared by two teachers and a lawyer since school began in the fall. It is very educational to role-play in the courtroom and gives us real insights in how our judicial system works. We are grateful to our teachers, Mr. Potter and Ms. McHenry, along with our legal advisor, Beth Norman, and to Sarah Potter. Only a few students from each school are on mock trial teams, and it does take quite a bit of preparation. But no worry. There are plenty of other extracurricular activities to choose from at our school. Included among the clubs we have at Laytonville High School are drama, peer counseling, 4-H, ski club, Big Brothers, Big Sisters, landscape club, home economics, senior experience, college club, Spanish club, gate, and tech club. We'll explain more about these later, but you see, there are many activities available to us. Then there are sports as well. We have basketball, baseball, football, track, softball, volleyball, and cheerleading. These are all great ways to get in shape, and many students enjoy taking part and watching their classmates. Sports are also good for learning about working well as a team member, and cheerleading is a good workout. Our student body also performs community services. We are doing some fundraising for Haiti right now. We gather turkeys and other foods to help our families at Thanksgiving. We have a Pennies for Patients program for leukemia, and we have Youth Speaks Out on the radio once a month. Youth Speaks Out is given assistance by HALT, Healthy Activities for Laytonville Teens, and we are truly happy to have their help. HALT provides many services in our community, including a teen drop-in center, teen nights, a buddy group, taking youth to the skate park in Willits, and a weekly women's group at the high school, and counseling services. Many in our student body work with and are helped by HALT. Our high school has a band class that puts on public performances, and our drama club puts on a play each year. We also have a student government that does health presentations, including sex education and drug information, sponsors health days, runs a blood drive, and the food drive. We also communicate between the student body and the staff. Organizations, events, and being proactive.
All these activities take up time in addition to our classes, homework, and tests, but we find that we learn new things from everything we are involved in. We know that we are picking up new skills, being active and helpful members of our community, and often being exposed to career possibilities by our involvement. They really make high school a broader experience. We are going to give more details about these programs for 20 or 30 minutes. Then we will open up the phone lines for our questions and comments. We are at the Willits studio, and our phone number will be 707-456-9991. We really appreciate your involvement in our shows and hope that you will join in our conversation. What do you in the listening audience think about clubs, sports, mock trial, and community organizations like HALT, Healthy Activities for Laytonville Teens? We are going to discuss our experiences and extracurricular activities, and then we will want your insights in what high school students do beyond the classroom. So, Elora, we were involved in mock trial yesterday. How would you describe it to someone who has never seen it before?
Well, we all go down to the courtroom in Ukiah. We have our defense and prosecution teams, and we all very much enjoy it. We have a real judge who looks over the court, and we have three attorneys that judge our performances in our trial. There's 14 people on our mock trial team and 14 people on the other team. And it's, like, really cool just to see how, like, the court's set up. We're in a real courtroom with real, like, panels and everything. And we get to just see how the judicial and everything works. And we're actually fighting a case, like, that would be an actual case in that courtroom. You get to see, like, all these attorneys and everything, and you get to actually, like, get to be one for a day, and you get to learn how the court system works and how you get to see just how everything works, and it's so amazing. Like, as a high schooler, you get to experience what it's like to have a real job and that kind of thing. How would you describe how you see mock trial and how it helps you and, like, how you would see it as a job when you got older?
Well, mock trial really teaches you how to work as a team. Often during our trials, if you watched our attorneys, you could see each other, like, leading or following along and marking the place where the other person is talking, so that if they did mess up, they could just look down and their teammates would point out the place they were at. And it's really nice to have people just working with you. And our cases turned out really well. We did really good yesterday. And although the verdict doesn't really have an effect on the outcome, like how well we did on the trial, the defense won their verdict, and
the prosecution, we did win both trials points wise. And we have one more trial next weekend, and if we win, we go to state, which will be really cool. On our mock trial, we have, like I said, we have 14 people on it. I, myself, am a defense attorney. Mitzi, you are?
I'm a defense witness, Dr. Flenderson.
Jenny Pearson is a attorney for the prosecution and defense. River Lisodovich is two witnesses, the prosecution witness, Ryan Howard, and the defense witness, Jordan Bratton. Colton Gover is a prosecution attorney. Natalia Cockwell is the prosecution witness, Taylor Hudson. Sean Davis is the prosecution witness, Detective Malone. Brett Harwood is the defense bailiff and prosecution attorney. Tria Mitchell is a defense attorney. Henry Shear is the pretrial attorney and defense witness, Danny Levinson. Ben Steele is a pretrial attorney. Kelsey Gola is defense witness, Morgan Bernard. Hanani Ike is the prosecution witness, Dr. Casey Scott, and Sarah Harwood is our courtroom artist, and the case was People versus Jordan Bratton.
And in the case, the defendant, Jordan Bratton, was charged for the murder of a critic, as we said earlier, and although in the case there's a lot of evidence that seems to point towards Jordan Bratton, most of it actually isn't very solid. It's all the stuff is very common, and
there's many coincidences that just link him to it, and they did just kind of rush to a judgment for him. And so, as a defense attorney, it's like mine, Taria, and Jenny's job to protect him and raise reasonable doubt in the courtroom. And it's actually pretty hard. You have to remember a lot of lines, and everyone questions your witness, and it's actually like a real courtroom, and you have like an actual trial that you're doing. What did it, as a witness, Mitzi, what was like the hardest part about your part in the role as the witness?
Well, I think when you're up on the witness stand, you're more nervous than when you're just practicing. So when as a defense witness, the other prosecution team would be questioning me, and I think that when you're nervous, you tend to not talk as much, so it's harder to elaborate on your answers, and I think that was probably the hardest part for us witnesses. And the defense presented its case by, we're just defending the defendant and saying that most of the evidence is really not stable in any way, and it's not enough to send Jordan Bratton to jail for murdering Preston Palmer.
Yeah, when we're first given the trial in the fall, we get this packet, and in the beginning it has all these old trials, like their old mock trials, like Guess v. Lays and People versus Horton, and it's just these things you get to use for your pretrial, and pretrial is where you fight your case, like what you want excluded from the case, and then you get this other tiny packet that's the fact stipulations, things you're not allowed to question in the case, and then you get all the witness statements, and all the witnesses have to learn their part and actually portray this witness in the courtroom and have to be able to answer questions that the other side asks without having their witness statement to look at. And so it's actually really cool to see all the witnesses being able to make up things. You're not allowed to make up things, but you have to remember your entire witness statement, and you just have to work with what you've got. And the attorneys get the witness statements as well, and you have to learn to get what you want out of the trial. And so it's really just a learning experience to work with what you have and to have teammates who help you and object to what you're asking and everything like that. And it is hard when you don't get your verdict, but in mock trial, it's more about the points you get. Like, you get from either 1 to 5 on your, you have an opening, your closings, and all your witnesses and objections and everything. And if you win, then you get to go to the next trial. And it's, we work so hard, and it's just really fun to see how far we get to go.
And in mock trial, the the verdict is mostly based on how well the attorneys deliver and like bring forward the evidence. It's not actually based on how much evidence is presented in the case, because there's no way to know what really happened since it's not real.
Well, Mincy, you were an expert witness, actually. You're Dr. Peyton Flenderson. As an expert witness, you're actually allowed to explain yourself more. Was that more difficult for you at all?
Sometimes it was, because if, as an expert witness, they can ask you questions that aren't actually in your witness statement, and because you're supposed to know, because you're a doctor or an expert, you almost have to just make it up as you're sitting there so that, and make it sound believable, because that's what you're being paid to do. So, it is hard sometimes, but
yeah.
How is it being a defense attorney?
As an attorney, we have to learn, like, all the different kinds of objections. Like, when you're questioning your witness, if someone objects, you have to think on, like, why is this relevant, and why do you need this information? You have to be able to fight through the judge why you need this point, and so you either get your objection overruled or sustained, and then you have, if it doesn't get in, then you have to move on or reword your question and stuff like that. So it's actually really hard to be able to think like that, just think about everything, like the basics, and be able to elaborate on it just when you're just there.
And Dr. Flenderson and Dr. Scott on the prosecution team were forensic pathologists, and they and Detective Malone and was also one of the witnesses, and we were like, we had to analyze the tire tracks and fibers found under the victim's fingernails and the mic cord that supposedly was used during the murder. And although all the things could have been used during the murder, there's nothing, there was no trace evidence or anything left behind that proved that they were used during the murder.
Yeah. I know mock trial is, like, one of the really good clubs. Like, it helps you intellectually, like, and it, like, helps you as a team member and everything. What are some other clubs that you think are really helpful in, like, learning life skills and everything like that?
Well, there's College Club and Peer Counseling and Big Brothers and Big Sisters. And I think peer counseling and Big Brothers Big Sisters is a really good club because you get to talk to and hang out with younger kids, and a lot of these kids just need someone to talk to, and I think it really helps them to just I have someone to hang out with and trust and be around a lot of the time.
Yeah, you get to be their peer. What clubs are you in, and which one's your favorite?
Well, I'm in College Club, Big Brothers Big Sisters, and GATE. And College Club is a really good way to be able to get out of Laytonville and like tour different colleges. And we raise money so that we can visit colleges that a lot of the members are interested in going to. And it's a good way to get people like involved in or wanting to go to college. And what clubs are you in?
I'm in Drama Club, Ski Club, Big Brothers Big Sisters, Home Economics Club, and Landscape. Home Economics Club is definitely one that's really good for life skills. You get to learn to cook and sew, and we actually have a whole bunch of guys in my class that are learning how to use sewing machines and everything. And I think it's a really good skill for them to have because those kind of skills aren't really learned anymore. But in our school, they have that class for us, and so it's really helpful for the guys and girls to learn how to be able to help themselves and everything like that. It's really fun. And then Landscape Club, we just at our school, we're going to be planting trees and fixing the landscape a little bit. But also, me and you are both in the tutoring program with HALT, the Healthy Activities for Laytonville Teens. We there's kids like at our school, usually elementary kids, who need help with like some of their homework and stuff. So we go over and we help them tutor like in math or English.
GATE is a program for gifted and talented students. I don't know what the E stands for, but it's the kids who are in GATE get funded from different things, and we get to take field trips to educational places like museums and every once in a while. And it's a good way to also, like, visit places.
And not everyone gets into GATE, right?
No, it's, it's for the, I'm not sure how you get into GATE, but
I think it's an academic club, but I think you're able to, like, apply for it. And if you're doing really well in school, that's, like, a bonus you get. And so it's kind of like a motivational tool for students is, like, to get into these kind of things. And all these clubs, you're supposed to have a certain grade point average to be into. And so I think it's a really good, helpful thing for the students. Like, they keep up their grade point average so they can be in these clubs and have these activities available to them. And it's really good for some kids. It actually, like, pushes them forward and, like, makes them want to do things better than what they're doing.
And I know that the same thing goes for sports. I know some students especially try to keep their grades up when their favorite sport is going on so that they can play in the games and stay in the sport.
Yeah. And we're both in student government. There's many different roles. I'm pretty sure there's 24 people in student government. We have 4 representatives from each class, and then we have our main structure of our government. And we just try and do different programs for the school. We set up, like, sex education and drug awareness presentations, and we have little plays that we bring to the school and those kind of things. And it's definitely, it makes kids want to come to school more, and everyone knows that, like, attendance for our school is very important. It helps our school get money and fundraising just so that we get everything that we need for every day, like paper and everything that's very essential to our school lives, just new books and everything. And so it's very important for everyone to go to school, and these things help kids want to go to school. It makes it fun and interesting, and it's definitely a good way to show that we're very involved in our school.
Yeah, and also at our school, we're doing, Haiti fundraising and pennies for patients for kids and people who have leukemia. And I know our school does a lot to help. And during, like, Thanksgiving, we have a food bank, and they make it a competition to see how much each class can bring in, and we bring in anything that families can use during Thanksgiving, And it's a really good way to get involved in the school.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure we got 20 turkeys last year, and we were able to give 20 families different... We were able to give 20 different families a Thanksgiving meal. And so it's very helpful for our community, and I'm pretty sure anyone can bring just, like, different helpful things in for Thanksgiving time. And it's a very good way for the students to get involved in our community. There's also, there's this, when you go to HALT, there's also teen drop-ins and skate night, everything on Fridays and Saturday nights at Harwood Hall. And HALT definitely makes it so you can have fun on the weekends and for kids to interact with each other on the weekends. And it's really good for kids. I know band is having performances soon. Do you know anything about that?
Yeah, I was actually in band last year, and basically we go over to the high school, the old high school, it's a class, and Dennis Hogan teaches it, and you can learn to play new instruments or just practice instrument you're playing, and we play new songs and perform them at and for the school and community. And it's also a good way to learn new learn stuff.
Nice.
From each other.
Yeah. The mock trial team that we were on, it's a club, and we've been practicing so hard, and all the clubs that we're in, it just makes it really fun for everyone to be in. And clubs definitely are a way for everyone to spend more time with friends and just become a team and have good, great team spirit with everyone.
Yeah, and Elora, you're really interested in law and stuff. Is being in mock trial making you more want to be more involved in the legal industry when you grow up?
Definitely. I'm actually thinking of being an attorney when I get older, going to college and then going to law school. It's definitely somewhere I'd like to go with my life. It's pretty incredible just being in a courtroom and having a judge there and being able to just fight for what you like, fight for someone. And it's just, it's a great experience just to do that.
Yeah. And, it teaches you more about the legal system and how it works and everything, because, in mock trial, if you're an attorney, you need to know about the, objections and what the witnesses can testify to and everything that goes on during the court.
Yeah. You definitely get a sense more of the judicial system. It shows you that it's a little bit more fair, that you have two sides. I know some places if you get accused of something, you get in trouble for it, whereas here you have a prosecution and a defense team fighting for both sides, and it's just a great way to show that the legal system is fair and that it's you against the other person, but you still get your side of the story told, and it's definitely a way better way of being accused of something.
And you learn a lot during mock trial. I know that the main thing I learned was teamwork. And what did you learn from mock trial, Elora?
I'm learning way more about law and that kind of stuff. And it's very fun just to be involved with the school. And you get to be a part of what's going on. I know it's a lot of fun to go against the other schools we went against. We went against Pleasant Valley. They're actually near Chico. But we went against Ukiah yesterday. And they're really good, and it was a lot of fun. And we are going against Redwood Academy next weekend, and it's going to be definitely exciting to go against someone who's about our level, and it's really fun.
And in the case, it really feels like the outcome depends on the skills of the lawyers. And
you definitely have to learn your part. You definitely need to know what the objections are and what you're objecting to and why it's relevant and all that kind of stuff. Like, there's many objections that can be made, and so you definitely have to think on your feet and make sure that you know you're the witness statement that you're doing. And it's definitely just a good way to learn, like, team skills, because your teammates are looking through the witness statement and showing you where everything is. And it's a great way just to be there with your team, without having parental help. You're just there with your teammates, and it's a lot of fun.
Yeah.
I know there's a lot of kids involved. What do you think was the most crucial part of the trial? Like, what did you think? I know we had Judge David Nelson, and he was definitely a very good judge for our trial. He was, like, he was really fair to both sides, and it was a lot of fun. What did you think that, like, some of the objections, like, I know you have to fight for what you want, but the objections are very, like, you have to definitely think on your feet. As a witness, I know when you got objected to, did you have to reword your thing? Like, you have to memorize your questions with your attorney, but if something got objected to, you still have to work that information in. Was that difficult?
Sometimes it was. I know, if you know your stuff really well, it's easier to, not go off script and be able to just, make up your own answers as you go. And,
yeah.
I know, it's important for the attorneys to not, if something crucial is about to be let out into the court, I think that it's really important when they object right away so that, it doesn't, and was that hard for you, Elora?
Well, I know that when I was doing my direct examination of Danny Levinson, his trial is mostly hearsay, and a hearsay is an out-of-court statement said, and there's different exceptions under hearsay, but you have to definitely figure out which one it is and why it's important to your case. And I know my witness, Henry Shearer, was a very good witness, and he was very good at getting things sneakily in there, and so that was a very good thing with him. But for now, we're going to open the phone lines now. The phone number is 456-9991. Everyone is welcome to call, and we'd especially like to encourage the youth, their parents, and concerned family and friends in listening audience. Please call in if you have questions or insights about student activities beyond the classroom. If you're not from Laytonville, what kind of resources are available to the youth in your community? Do you think that there are enough activities to keep young people busy and learning outside of the usual school day? Are you involved in working with the youth in your area? Did you have after-school programs that helped you in your teens? What programs would you like to see in youth in Mendocino County? Can teens in your area easily find counseling in a safe place to hang out?
What do you think of the mock trial program? Only three schools in Mendocino County are actively involved this year. Do you think our judicial system is fair? How have you learned about the ways the court work? What do you think about peer counseling? Has it helped you, your children, or other youth in the community? Are sports important for other people, for young people? What kind of community services do your local teens provide? How could you help young people be more proactive in your area? What were you involved in after school when you were young? What did you learn from being involved? What is your youth culture in Mendocino County? The phone number is 456-9991. When you call, please be ready to turn down your radio or we will get a very confusing echo. The number is 456-9991. Please call and be a part of this discussion. We'd really like to hear from you. Your input in this what community radio is all about. Where else can you have a public conversation about the youth in our county? Please call in.
So, Mitzi, our trial was this weekend. Are you excited for next weekend?
Yeah, I'm really excited. It's really fun to be up on the witness stand, and even when you're not, it's really fun to watch your teammates argue and, like, work their way through the trial. And it's also really nice to watch other witnesses, especially if the other team is playing your part, because you really learn from other teammates and other teams and see what you can improve on.
I know it's definitely fun to go to trial because you get to practice and you get to, I know I was shaking. I was so nervous when we went to the trial, but once you start going through the trial and everything, it gets a lot easier. And the number of trials that we do, it definitely makes it easier and you learn more. So if we do go on to state, then it's definitely practice for going on to there.
Yeah. And, we have practice almost every day after school. And I know really practicing objecting to each other and practicing your lines really helps make you more prepared for the actual competition so that you're not so nervous and unaware of what's going on during the trial.
Yeah, I know there's River Lisodovich. He plays two parts. He plays on the prosecution and defense. He's two different witnesses, Ryan Howard, and he's also the defendant, Jordan Bratton. He definitely has to learn both parts, and it's probably very confusing for him to learn both, but he definitely knows his stuff, and he's very good with both sides, and it's very good just to have someone there to read your witness statement to and to ask you questions so that you know what you're going to be objected to and all that kind of stuff, and so you know what you're doing.
It's nice to
definitely be able to in the court. Caller, you're on the air.
Hi, I just wanted to tell you guys are doing a really good job. You explained the mock trial case really well and just everything. You guys are just doing a really, really good job. And I just had a couple of questions. Well, actually, one question. What was the most rewarding part of mock trial? And just what do you think you're going to get out of mock trial the most?
I think working as a team, like, keep coming back to this, but it's one of the main parts of mock trial. You really need to learn from each other and work together to get the highest score.
And it's definitely helpful to have your attorney sitting right next to you. They definitely help you out so much, and it's just a really good experience. And working with your witnesses one-on-one is definitely a very good way just to be able to just remember all your lines, and it's so helpful just to have everyone there as a team.
Yeah.
Did anything catch you guys, like, off guard during the trial at all? Was there anything that you guys had to, like, improvise on spot? I know, Missy, you said that a lot of times when the objection was sustained and you would have to reword something. Elora, did anything like that happen? If the opposing team, do they have some objection that kind of threw you off guard, but you had to improvise and kind of help your, like, coach your witness into saying the right thing?
Yeah, my witness, Henry Shear, he's a very good witness, so he's definitely able to think on the spot. So I had to lay foundation once, and laying foundation, it's where you have, if you ask a question, but the court doesn't know, the court never reads the witness statement. So if you're going through and you ask a question like, how do you know this? How do you know that the trial was real or something like that? And they object, how does the witness know that? So you have to lay foundation, he's part of it, and how do you know the defendant and all that kind of stuff. So you definitely have to think on your feet and know the witness statement and know, like, what the witness in his witness statement says. And it's definitely very difficult, but it's really good to have a witness who's very good at remembering his witness statement. And I'm very happy I got paired with Henry.
Yeah.
Thank you, caller.
Well, you guys are doing a really good job, and keep up the good work.
Thank you, caller.
Bye.
Yeah, I know definitely in our trial, there were on the Pleasant Valley team from near Chico, we went against them, and we had a lot of problems with objections because some of the objections that were made we didn't work on very much. There was an objection called argumentative, and I don't think we'd ever done that one, and so we had to definitely think on our feet and read what argumentative objection was, and I'm still not quite sure what it is, but it's where you're just, like, arguing with a witness, and so I think that's more of a cross-examination question and those kind of things. But on cross-examination, it's where the prosecution's witness, they're asking their questions, and then if anything the witness said or said about the defendant hurts your case, then you can get up and ask that witness questions that help your case and all that kind of stuff. And in our trial, there was definitely a lot of reasonable doubt, which is where all the prosecution's facts, they said, were definitely more coincidences than facts, and that definitely helped our trial out a lot.
Yeah. And going back to objections, I know that a lot of times if during a cross-examination, if an attorney is really hurting your witness or getting too much information that's hurting your case, then you can just object. Like, a lot of people would object just to break their momentum and, like, make them have to explain why they're asking. And I know even though it is, if they objected to relevance, and even though it is relevant, it kind of catches the other attorney off guard, and it almost makes them look bad when they don't know how to argue it.
Yeah, because the judge will ask you. He'll be like, counsel, can you, like, he'll ask counsel, and you have to be able to explain your way out of an objection, and he will either rule sustained or overruled. And so if your objection gets sustained, then you can ask to strike, and means everything that the witness said that hurt your case, you can strike it from the record, and no one's supposed to be able to remember it or use it in the trial. I know it's definitely harder for the attorney that does the closing. The closing for the thing is the last thing that's heard in the courtroom, and you say everything that, like, you say pretty much what you want your verdict to be and why it should be that because of the things you heard, and you pretty much have to write that during the trial, because you use the information that has come up in the trial. And I know Jenny Pearson definitely did a very good job. She was the closing. She did both closings for our prosecution and our defense. She did a very good job, and we're very proud of her because she definitely got our defense verdict won.
Yeah, and so how does participating in mock trial affect your other schoolwork? And
well, I know I definitely am one of those people that definitely likes to get all my homework done so that I get a good grade. But mock trial, we go from 3:30 till 5:30 pretty much every night. But once we get home, we do our homework, or most of us have a study skills during the day, which is one of our classes, and we get to do our homework then. So it's definitely an extra thing, but it's very rewarding because we get to, it's like an academic sport. It's really fun for everyone, and we all enjoy it a lot.
Yeah, and again, the number is 456-9991. Please call in and be a part of this discussion. We'd really like to hear from you. Your input is what community radio is all about.
That number was 456-9991. Questions for our callers. Do you think that there are enough activities to keep young people in our community busy during the usual day? Did you have after-school programs that helped you in your teens? What programs would you like to see for youth in Mendocino County? These are all questions that we ask our callers, so please call in. The number is 456-9991.
Go ahead.
So, Mitzi, I know you said you're in college club. Which was the last field trip that you guys took?
We went to San Jose and Santa Cruz, and we went and visited, and I know that when we, the day we went to San Jose, it was really nice, and we got a tour and of the whole campus and took pictures and just learned about what kind of things went on there. And then we went to Santa Cruz, and that was also really nice. We met up with a former student of Laytonville High School, and he gave us a tour of his dorm room, which was also really nice of him. And what is the big Brothers Big Sisters program or club?
In Big Brothers Big Sisters, younger kids, I think it's third grade through eighth grade, they pick a student that's having maybe a little bit more trouble in school, making friends or just being difficult in class. But they'll take them and they'll pair us with one of them, and they're just like our little buddies. We get to hang out with them. We go over once a week and we talk to them. We have lunch with them. And they're just like our friends. We get to hang out with them all the time. They're so much fun. I know my buddy, we have so much fun together. It's a lot of fun just talking with them. And it kind of reminds you of like when you were in elementary school and the troubles you had during the day, because they're so different from when you get older. But it's just a lot of fun to experience that again. And I know that having a little buddy definitely teaches me a little bit more about respect for the younger and the older. Just the difference between the ages and the peers, and like what you do really affects the people that you know when you're younger. And it's definitely a good feeling to know that you're helping someone when that needs help a little bit.
Mm-hmm. And this year there's drama club, and they put on plays for the school and community, and I think they practice and rehearse for a couple months, and everybody has a role in it. And they act out the play. And
caller, you're on the air.
Oh, thank you. I'm a teacher at Willits High School, and I'm really enjoying your program. And I have a question for you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it sounds like you all are getting so much out of these extracurricular activities, and I know they take a lot of, they take a lot of determination to do them and extra energy. And I wonder what about the students that don't do those activities, and how to make it easier for students to get involved, and why don't students get involved in them? That would be two questions I would ask you. And thank you so much. You're doing just a fantastic job.
Thank you, caller.
Well, I definitely think that there are kids that don't like to get involved, but I don't think it's that they don't like the clubs or anything. I think it's just like maybe they are having difficulties with school or they have other things they need to do, but it's definitely it's a very good way to meet people and have fun with your friends is to be involved in these clubs and everything. But, I think it's
fine. Yeah, and it's a nice way to hang out with other kids that you don't normally hang out with. It's not really a issue in our school, but I know in some schools there's like different cliques and people don't normally hang out with people they usually don't hang out with, and clubs are a way for people who are interested in the same thing but to really actually get a chance to know each other, and it's a good way to
I know definitely the clubs at our school, there's a lot of clubs, but some kids, they don't really the way they're presented to them, they don't really see them as like a fun thing. They see it more as like another class. But most clubs are definitely a lot of fun, and being involved in them, it definitely just shows you like being a team player and like having fun with them. And I know like Tech Club, it's a computers club that a lot of kids are involved in. It's really fun. The students get together and they play like games and everything, and it's definitely just like a fun way to hang out at school, especially on rainy days. I think for the students that aren't in the clubs and everything, it's just like something that they're not interested in, but I think if they gave it a shot, they would definitely find that it's very enjoyable. And maybe the way it's presented to them, they don't like think of it that way. But maybe if you show them like what's it about and like what they could be doing in it, they might think differently of it. I know that when I first got into mock trial, I thought it was going to be really hard and like I wasn't going to like it very much. But once you get into it, it's pretty much like doing a play in drama club. It's a lot easier than you think. And it's just a really good way to just interact with other students.
Yeah, and some people don't join clubs because it does take up a lot of time, but it actually gets you motivated. When you have more things to do, you tend to really work to get them done. And I know it helps a lot of people just do more than they would if they weren't in the clubs.
Yeah, I know there are some students that definitely think clubs are uncool since they're connected to school and everything, but most clubs are actually after school, and they're just like, they're like another sport. I know there's a lot of sports people that are just like, oh, sports is the only thing for me. But I know a lot of kids who are also play football, and then they are also in the play doing drama and mock trial. And it's definitely just a lot of fun to watch. Since our school is so small, we only have 138 kids in like the whole high school. It's definitely a lot of fun to see all the different kids doing many activities at the same time. Since the clubs are so readily available for the students, I think it's a good way for them to be involved with each other and everything.
Yeah, and there's a lot of clubs, like, to join in our school, and you might not be interested in one thing, but I think the amount of clubs really makes it easy for you to find something that you're interested in. There's, if you're not interested in drama, you could always do landscape and help around the school and make it a better place.
Yeah, I know, definitely, since there's a lot of our school, only the juniors and seniors get to go uptown for lunch, so our campus is definitely a very crucial part, like what we get to see and hang out on every day. So Landscape Club definitely helps with that. I know student government, we organize trash cleanup days and everything, so we can make the campus and our community a lot better looking, and it's definitely just a nicer way to see everything.
Yeah, and the clubs also do fundraisers all the time, and the fundraisers are a really big part of the club. It helps It's your commitment to the club that really keeps it going.
Yeah. To our listeners, what kind of activities are available for youth in your community? Let us know at 456-9991. We'd really like to hear from you. It's great for the community to be a part of our radio show. We like to discuss the questions and answer your questions on our radio show. And it's just really good for the community to be involved with us.
Yeah, and student government sometimes puts on food drives or blood drives. And the blood drives are also, it's nice because the community comes in and donates blood. And I know it seems for some people it's really hard, but it's really nice of them to do that.
I know the Pennies for Patients is definitely good. Pennies for Patients supports people with leukemia. And each class, we also make that a class competition. For some reason, it definitely works better with our school program. But each class has their own box, and you put pennies in it, and we put them into rolls, and we send them to a leukemia or bank or something for the Leukemia Foundation. But it definitely helps. Every penny counts. Like, you're definitely helping people a lot when you help out.
Yeah, and I know the our community really helps it. They're such a big contributor to everything we do. They're always there for our games. They're there for our performances, and it's nice to have so many people behind you, like supporting everything you do.
And I definitely know there's a lot of students involved in the community. There's a couple of our students work at the local fire department. They volunteer there. It's definitely a lot of good ways for you to get involved in the community. And it's really important because our youth are a part of our community, and it's good to show that we are all in this together, and it's just a really good way.
And it's a good, I know sometimes it's hard being in such a small town, but when it comes down to this, it's nice having such a small, tight community that really helps with everything.
Yeah, I definitely realize that, like, the youth in our community are very helpful with our thing, with our schools and everything. Caller, you're on the air.
Hi, I just want to say that I was at the mock trial competition yesterday, and it was just really inspiring to see how all you kids work together as a team, how well you thought on your feet, and just the professionalism that you embodied. And I would like you to talk a little bit more about some of the inputs that your teachers gave you to get you to that place.
Yeah, I know a lot of people told us that we sounded really professional, but that we had to slow down. I know that when we get up there, it seems to us like we're talking a lot slower than we actually are.
Yeah. Thank you, caller.
Yeah, thank you.
We definitely, I know when we get up there, our teacher, coach, Mr. Potter, and our teacher / training coach, Miss McHenry, they're there with us. Mr. Potter's there every day. Miss McHenry's definitely there a lot. And they're really helpful. They're definitely disciplinary into our, just the way we look at the trial. And I know Miss McHenry was a lawyer, I'm pretty sure. And then we have Beth Norman. She's our attorney coach. They definitely help us so much. They just show us what we're doing in the trial, and, like, they tell us that we're doing really good, and it definitely motivates us to do better in the trial, and it's just so much fun to have them help us.
Yeah, and they've, all of them have seen how real court cases go on, and they give us tips all the time about what mistakes not to make or what things to emphasize on, and I know it really helps us to know what to expect when we go into the court.
Well, good luck next weekend. You know, take away all of the information you gleaned, and go Laytonville.
Thank you.
Thank you, caller. Yeah, just getting back to that, our teacher coach, Mr. Potter, we're so thankful to him for doing this for us. We didn't have mock trial for a couple years, and him doing it, supporting us and helping us, it's so much fun. And we're so thankful to our teachers and our attorney coaches and everything. Especially Sarah Potter, who's in law school right now, Mr. Potter's daughter. She's very helpful. We send them all our stuff, and they always look at all our notes, and they go over them and help us and make t- tell us how our questions could be better and, like, help our witnesses. They coach them through their witness statements. And it's definitely so nice to know that they're there for us and helping us.
Yeah. And the team also is really committed to this. They come to the practices and we all work together. And it's hard when they have prior commitments and stuff, but we make it work.
Yeah. And to our callers, what do you think of the mock trial program? Do you think our judicial system is fair? How have you learned about the way the courts work? The number is 456-9991. Please call and be part of our discussion. We'd really like to hear from you, your input, and what community radio is all about.
And
we definitely have a lot of fun on the radio show, and it's a lot of fun to talk with callers and discuss it. Their opinions and everything. Getting back to the whole courtroom judicial system, I know it's like nerve-wracking to see a judge up there, and it's definitely a little bit scary, but it's very, I don't know, it's just so much fun to be in there with the courtroom and the judges and everything. It's just a lot of fun to be there with your team, and everyone's dressed up in their suits, and we all wear burgundy shirts, and we all have our suits, and we're just look so confident, and everyone's just having so much fun, and we all just are so involved in it, and it's just a great experience for all of us.
Yeah, and it's when you see different teams, and it's almost intimidating when we're all in our suits and sitting there and trying to look as professional as we can, and it's. It actually looks like a real court, and it's nice to know how much time each team has put into it.
Yeah. I know our courtroom artist, Sarah Harwood, she is a very good artist. It's, like, so cool to see her draw the courtroom and everything. And it's actually part of our competition. Even if the other team doesn't have a courtroom artist, you get a point scale, and it gives us points. Like Mincy said, it's not really about your verdict, because the prosecution is definitely harder, because there is a lot of reasonable doubt in the court. So the verdict doesn't count as much as you're just trying to get points, and you get between a 1 and a 5, and all the points get added up, and it's definitely really good and cool just to see, like, how everyone does, and just see what you have to improve on before you go on and do the next trial.
Let's see, how do you feel like the case depended more on the skills of the lawyers than the truth? And does that mean that the most expensive lawyer wins? And how do you feel about that?
Well, having a good lawyer is definitely good for objection's sake and, like, fighting. But skill is definitely used in the court system. But if you have the reasonable doubt on your side, it's definitely easier to win. So if you do have a good attorney, it's definitely a good thing, but you don't always have to, because the law is so, it's fair because you have both, and you have a jury, and you have the judge, and so you're pretty much just fighting back and forth, and so it doesn't really depend on skill. It's more of just the knowledge of the case and what you're doing with the case, because you just have to know the case really well.
And this only applies to mock trial, because in real courts and cases, there actually is there actually is the wrong side. But in mock trial, it's hard to see from the other point of view. Like, when you're arguing for the defense side, you almost get you almost just think that the defense is right, but it's not always the case.
I know in judicial court or whatever, not guilty until you're proven guilty. You are innocent until proven guilty, so that's definitely a bigger factor in mock trial, because you're just trying to make sure he's not guilty. You don't have to prove that he's unguilty, so it's definitely a lot of help with that. And mock trial is just, it's so, when you think about it, you're thinking about, you actually kind of, I know River, I was thinking of him, I was like, he's so guilty. Like, if you actually think about it, sometimes you actually put this persona on your friends, and you, like, see them walking around, and you, like, see them as the person they're portraying, and it's just so much fun to see them and, like, talk about that trial all the time. It's, like, incredible.
Yeah, and in our mock trial case, I know we were trying to, the defense was trying to point a finger at another witness and trying to take the blame off of the defendant. And we were trying to show that a comedy club owner, Ryan Howard, was also guilty, could also be a suspect because of how he had motive to kill Preston Palmer as well. And it really brought in a whole new aspect of the case.
Yeah, I know. I think it's just different because you do have to remember that not all the witnesses are going to be the same. The case is set up so that all the witnesses can be different gendered. And so definitely in my opening, I had to remember that even though our Detective Malone, was the guy that, on the other team, it was a girl, so you definitely have to think on your feet and make sure that you're paying attention to who's playing what on the, in the trial.
Yeah, and a lot of different things. I mean, you can argue so many different ways in the trial. I mean, in Dr. Flenderson's witness statement, it says that tire tracks behind the victim's home were supposedly were the defendant's tire tracks, but although that it sounded like they were putting those as the defendant's tire tracks, we were trying to argue that it couldn't have been. So there's just so much stuff that you could manipulate and change to make the trial so much different.
We have time for one more caller. At 456-9991, let us know how you think more students could get involved in extracurricular activities. What is the youth culture in Mendocino County? That number is 456-9991. We'd really like to hear from you. Mitzi, excuse me. In the trial, I know that you definitely have to think when someone's cross-examining you because you are an expert witness. They might ask you questions that aren't in your witness statement, and if your attorney doesn't notice that and doesn't jump up with the objection, how do you answer that if they do that?
Well, during practices, I know we try to practice as much as we can on what they could ask from the witness statement, and you just have to know as much as you can, even if it's not in your witness statement. I mean, you have to, if there's anything that they could bring up that could make you look like you don't know what forensic pathology or something is, then I know that we tried to practice it as much as we could so that we would know what to say when they asked us something like that.
Yeah, and mock trial is just a great experience for all of us. But that's all for this month's edition of Youth Speaks Out. Your hosts today have been me, Elora, and
Mitzi.
Thanks to our callers, one of the purposes of this show is to involve the community in dialogue, so your call-ins are very important to us. We're happy to have been available to broadcast from the Willett studio. Youth Speaks Out is produced in cooperation with HALT, Healthy Activities for Laytonville Teens. HALT is a project designed by Laytonville's Healthy Start program. The project is creating many alternative activities for teens in our community. For more information, please contact Healthy Start at 984-8089 or visit their website at www.laytonville.org/healthystart.html. Youth Speaks Out is produced and directed by Dan Roberts, who may be reached by mail at P.O. Box 1162, Willits, California, 95490, or through the website www.youthspeaksout.net. There you can find out more information about the project, get addresses for contacting us, get a copy of the show, or listen to many hours of previous programs and streaming audio. The views expressed on this program are not necessarily those of KZYX. They are the views of those who express them. Our next show will be on the last Sunday of February, the 28th, at 2 p.m. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you all next month.